Commissioners, that completes our agenda for today. So referring back to our first public hearing, which was change of zone number 2009 Double H Development LLC. Mr. Mears, what's your pleasure there?
Well, I think we'll go ahead and let me get to the right page here. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to defer conditional use 2009 Double H Development LLC.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2009 Double H Development LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was initial use number 2440 Double H Development LLC.
And once again, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we defer conditional use 2440 Double H Development LLC.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer on conditional use number 2440 Double H Development LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of conditional use number 2518 V&M LLC.
Mr. Robertson has a motion to read for me.
Yeah, Mr. Collins and I briefly conferred on this.
Very briefly.
But it also seems pretty straightforward. One comment I had and suggestion, the original condition A limited the fueling or the convenience station to 5,000 square feet, and they said it would be 5,915 square feet. My only suggestion would make it 6,000, you know, so that there's not any quibbling over some margins on the edge. So, okay. The motion would be to move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2518 for V&M LLC to amend condition A of ordinance number 2853 regarding a convenience store with fueling stations based upon the record made in the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this application seeks an amendment to condition A of ordinance number 2853, which permitted a convenience store with fueling stations and a separate office building. Condition A limited the size of the convenience store to 5,000 square feet and the office building to 12,000 square feet. The existing conditional use has received preliminary and final site plan approval. Three, the applicant seeks to delete the office building from the conditional use but increase the size of the convenience store to 5,915 square feet or 915 square feet more than what is currently permitted under condition A. Four, because this is an overall reduction in the intensity of the uses on this property, it is an appropriate amendment to ordinance number 2853, and it will lessen any impact of the use on area roadways and nearby properties and uses. Five, for all these reasons, condition A of ordinance number 2853 should be amended to state, quote, A, the use shall be for a convenience store the use shall be for a convenience store that does not exceed 6,000 square feet in size with fueling stations. And six, the final site plan shall be amended to reflect this amendment.
That is my motion, sir.
Second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2518 V&M LLC for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Call the roll. Excuse me. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mayors?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 2008 DTN Properties LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to defer change of zone 2008 DNT Properties LLC.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 2008 DTN Properties LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay, thank you. That completes our agenda for today. Mr. Whitehouse, any other parting words of wisdom for us today?
None for me, thank you. Back to our next meeting is August 7th. We'll have a slightly lighter agenda that day.
Okay, well, we'll have Wingate will be chairing that meeting. I will not be available for that meeting. And I believe our esteemed counsel will be out of town as well. All right, so you get a whole new look at things. Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? If there being none, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.
Okay.